Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We're your hosts, Spencer Halford and Cody Aiden, here to empower hotel owners and GMs with the latest strategies, tips, and insights from the hospitality industry. Whether you're running a hotel, a boutique hotel, or an independent property, our podcast is designed to help you elevate your game and revolutionize your property. Remember, for more resources and information, visit our website, www.thevibrantteam.com. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Good morning, everyone. We've got a special thing for you guys. So can everyone stand up and look under your chairs? Everybody, even those of you in the back, take a peek. Okay, I'm actually just kidding. We're not Oprah. We're the Virtual GM Podcast. We don't give things away for free. But we do have our podcast. It's on your phones, and you can download that. I only do that to, as I talked about earlier, get you to be present, be focused on the panel. I know that at times I can lose focus in a panel. We're going to do everything we can to make it engaging for you. And that being said, I'm going to kick it over to Spencer, my host, and he's going to introduce the panel.
Yeah, guys, we really love doing the podcast, and this is a great time for everyone to take out their phone and subscribe to our podcast, so we're not going to be mad if you're on your cell phone right now. But we are really, really excited to present our panel to you. Cody and I have been brainstorming this for a long time, putting a lot of thought into who we can bring to you guys at BITAC and just provide the best experience and information possible. And so I'd love to introduce our panel. We'll go down the list, starting with Charmaine and then working all the way to Tony. But go ahead, Charmaine. Maybe you can just share who you are and the property you represent.
Cool. Hey, good morning, y'all. I think I've met most of you, but I am Charmaine Daris. I am the owner, or I would say co-owner with my four-year-old daughter, of Hotel Zazz. We are a full immersive boutique hotel located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the infamous Route 66. Yeah.
Thank you. Gabe?
Yep. My name is Gabe Garn. I work for Garn Development. What we are is a development company. We do a bunch of different asset classes. Our biggest one is in the hospitality realm. We have over 25 properties. Four of them are independents. And if I hadn't committed to be here, we'd be closing on our fifth one today. So we'll close on it probably in the next couple of weeks. And I have no regret about delaying that because this has been worth it. So happy to be here.
Awesome. Thanks, Gabe. Adam?
Awesome. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Adam Keeshan. Represent Ithaca Hospitality Partners. We are a hospitality management company overseeing hotels, restaurants, food halls, and spas. We currently have two operating properties in Auburn, Alabama, very integrally tied into Auburn University and the hospitality management program. And so we just, a year opening from the Culinary Science Center program, but really just developing students into future generations. We have a few projects in Alabama and specifically the Southeast under development right now.
Thank you. Mr. Tony.
Awesome.
Hi, everyone. Tony Nelson here. I'm here representing Zion Wildflower, owner of Zion Wildflower. I have a sort of a dual background. Started in technology, worked for Intercontinental Hotels for 8 years as a product guy, product management, product leader. Then got into real estate development and have the Zion Wildflower, and I'm excited to be here.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Tony, the first question is going to be to you. And for those of you in the audience, you will definitely want to look up his property. It truly is remarkable. And so, Tony, the question is, what have you done at Zion Wildflower to leverage your brand and property online?
Great question. Our property is one that really needs to be shown through video. So leveraging our brand online has been a lot through social networks. We love doing that and trying to get, and honestly, I work with Spencer and Cody and our marketing efforts, and I remember asking them kind of early on, what do you think needs to be done? And they said, video. So we try to do a lot of videos, and on the social aspect, which I'm pushing now, I think we need to get a little more into TikTok. But right now, we do a lot of reels and things like that. I think for us, showcasing it through video, and it's a large property. We're on a 20-acre parcel. A lot of things that we like to highlight are from an aerial perspective. So,
yeah, you guys have really done a good job leveraging video there. It's been great. Adam, question for you. working in food and beverage, what are you guys doing to use artificial intelligence to help the guests and just have a better experience there too?
Sure. Yeah. So we've been partnering with a company called KYC Hospitality, and they're a full integrated system. But we've been primarily focused over the past few months really on guest communication, so creating real-time guest engagement. This obviously a virtual or chatbot, but very personalized service. But the more important piece of that is turning that automated text response into actionable items. And so within the KYC system, it automatically will generate these requests or complaints or security incident reports based on the communication that the guests are requesting. So if a guest requests, I know it's not food and beverage, but a towel, there's an automated response and a delayed response, so it doesn't seem like it's a virtual bot, but very personalized. And what it does is it automatically responds and then triggers a request, for example, into our engineering team that will then prompt that actionable item to take place. And so there's some great automated processes that are happening through there. We're really working with them. How can we incorporate our next step of really just taking that automated response into in-room dining ordering? So we already work with our point-of-sale company to create automated ordering systems through technology and through a QR code in the room. But for those who aren't utilizing the QR code and they are wanting to interact with a real person through text messaging, this next step for us is really how do we turn that automated text into a automatically generated in-room dining order that's directly integrated into our kitchen printer point-of-sale system. So you saw the slide yesterday with AHLA. It's the front desk survey. The staffing is a real issue. We all know it. And so how can we eliminate some of those steps of service that allows our front desk team to focus on the guests? So it's been really beneficial for us so far.
That's awesome. Thank you, Adam. It's amazing to see, because when you talk about technology, it can mean so many things. And QR codes existed forever ago, and they really kind of died. And then we saw them come back to life and talking about how to create an instant actionable item. As Adam yesterday shared at one of his properties, they had that press for champagne button, and it generated, $250,000 in a year. It's amazing how little technology improvements can make such a difference to your bottom line. So, Gabe, question for you is, can you speak to the role of technology in helping maintain a great experience at your independent properties?
Yeah, absolutely. I think technology, we all know that technology is closely linked with innovation. And so we want to look for the ways that we can be innovative. Just recently, like yesterday, they showed us one of the markets that they have that's completely automated, where you don't even need a person. And we've actually recently put one of those, not in one of our hotels, but we put it in one of our multifamily places, just a little small market that's not manned by a person, but it's manned by cameras, really. And we found out something pretty interesting, at least to me, but take a wild guess of what the number one selling item in our market would be. Any guesses out there? A lot of people soda. I thought Diet Coke, but the number one selling thing was actually condoms.
Way to go.
Now, I've sold condoms in my hotel markets for years, and almost nobody ever buys them. But as soon as you could buy it from a robot instead of a person. Now, I think part of that, obviously, is we have them sign a contract about who's allowed to live there. And maybe they're taking it very serious. They don't want to have any more people there so they don't get evicted. But obviously, innovation and technology is where we're going to go as a people, so that we can continue to utilize what is our number one asset, is it's the people making those personal connections. So if we can help have people get technology to get rid of some of the mundane things, then we can focus on the things that really matter, which is the relationships.
Yeah, I totally agree. We've actually figured out a way to run a hotel without any front desk staff or human interaction until the housekeeping comes around. We call that service virtual GM, which a big shout out to Lynx Locks that helps make that possible for us. You guys are great. Pivoting, Charmaine, to you. So Charmaine owns the Hotel Zazz. It's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's a very unique, beautiful, amazing property. You should all check out her website, hotelzazz.com. Charmaine, what artificial intelligence do you use at your hotel, both for efficiency and then also the guest experience as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So unlike Gabe, my number one seller is actually our hotel book. if you look at our website, you'll see that we try to tell you a story and also bring in the immersive side of it. So we say that we trigger all six senses. We have our signature scent, which is called Sweet Banana Slurpee. And yes, that's my four-year-old. we have a select song playlist, which as soon as you get onto the website, you will hear our featured song. So you hear sweet sounds. And then, you know, we have in our design, we purposely picked textural items. So you want to touch and play with it. And then, you know, you could hear, see, smell the colors, see the colors. We're pioneering in chromotherapy. And the sixth sense is the feeling. What feeling do you get from the second you interact with our website or the second we interact with you, which is through text messaging? So the reason why I brought up the book is because everyone has always asked us, why do you tap on the golden banana three times to open up the hidden wall to go into the speakeasy? Why do you have bananas everywhere? Why do you have giraffes everywhere? And this is where we have this book that's published, and you can find it online, The Zazzy Adventures of Ruzi and Raffi. And so in order to get them into the whole experience of the hotel and learn about the adventures of Ruzi and Raffi, we start texting them little bits and pieces of the story. Because what we've realized, some people don't always read text messages, right? Everyone is always traveling. People who know about the text messaging automation system, they're just like, blah, right? So when we're adding our level of the story and you're asked to look for the golden banana to get yourself into the bar, and having that automated has been huge for an independent boutique property like ours that has only 49 rooms and we staff about one person a day in the front, right? So that takes out from a lot of it. And it allows our GSAs, our guest service agents, to focus on the personal one-on-one, the in-person touch. And we purposely use emojis in our automation as well so that they don't know that it's automated.
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I think what's so cool about Charmaine's story, so we are from Utah, so we're really fortunate to be blessed with five national parks and a bunch of incredible state parks that if they're in a different state would also be national parks. And so sometimes our properties don't do enough to make their property the destination because it's easy to rely on the drive of Zion. You put a hotel next to it and they're coming to Zion, they're going to stay at your hotel. What Charmaine has done is made her hotel the destination, and that's really the message that we're talking about. When you talk about innovation, she took a roadside motel and made it an incredible experience.
Something that was featured in Forbes, by the way.
Yeah, which is not an easy thing to do. You all know that in this room. So I think innovation and technology is so much more than just gadgets and gizmos, right? It's also intentional thought. And so really kudos to Charmaine to create such an amazing story. So I'm going to go back to Adam. So when you think about the AI that you guys use, do you believe it contributes to the overall satisfaction with your guests and your properties?
Yeah, I mean, short term, there's certainly an immediate impact, which we want to have on the guests. We know time is one of the most important factors for our guests staying in the hotel. Defect-free, but also just, I mean, the speed ultimately comes down to it. So having the automated response, getting what they're looking for, getting it resolved to them in a timely manner is really important to it. But also using the tools that we have and taking the requests and using the predictive text, using their preferences and predictive future and building habits of these guests, it ties directly into their guest profile system. So whether it's from a food and beverage perspective or a guest room perspective, it's building these preferences. So when you look at, there's obviously a short-term overall satisfaction that we're looking for the current stay, but how do we build that out over future stays, not just at the current property, but how does that stay with them across the brand or the properties that we have developed? And so building those guest preferences, building those profiles, so instead of it being a reactive point of service in the future, it's an opportunity for our front desk guest service agents to really engage with the guests. And so if it is a towel that they do request on previous days, we see that information, we have access to it, and so now we can be proactive with it and have it in the room. And so You think about the front desk agent approaching a guest as they're checking in and say, you know, Mr. Keeshan, we have your preferences of extra Terry, and so we just want to let you know it's already in the room. You think about just the genuine sense of care, but also knowing that you're being taken care of. It can go such a long way in the hospitality industry.
I love it. Thank you. Gabe, turning over to you, which, by the way, Gabe owns, you said your profile is north of 25 properties, right? His independent properties are located, the majority of them, in Moab, Utah, which is right next to Arches National Park. True story, I went to Moab to try and talk to independent hotel owners, very quickly learned that Gabe owns all of them. So that was a tough trip. So Gabe, with the amount of properties that you have in your portfolio and definitely the high-end independent luxury properties, what is it that you're doing to just keep up with artificial intelligence, and what's the implementation process to putting those into the properties as well?
Yeah, obviously, like I said, we do have some of the independents, but we also have some of the Hiltons and Marriotts as well. And as they're shifting into the connected rooms type of thing, it's you know, a process that is slow and methodical with these big organizations. And one of the things that's nice about being independent is we got the opportunity to do it at our speed. We get to go try things and fail, learn, and hopefully do better. Whereas some of those big boys, they fail on a much different level. And so I think it's an opportunity for us to go meet people where they are at. As we've seen, people continue to change. You know, you no longer get a ticket for the most part when you're at the airport. Now it's almost everybody's on their phone. We've changed as a people. And so part of that is us in the hospitality world, we've got to change too and meet people where they're at. And so by doing these AI and the things like that, it gives us an opportunity to let people interact with us without bogging down our staff. As we know, one of the hardest things to do is staff a hotel, and then certainly training. You spend so much time training. And so all these opportunities that as you bring these things in, slow down your need of training and all that kind of thing on that particular stuff, so you can spend more time training on the stuff that really matters, which is making those connections. Just like the reason that all of us like this particular conference better than a lot of them that you go to is because of the relationships that are forged here. And so that's what we hope to do with our guests, is that we can forge a unique, special relationship. And all this technology helps us do that, so that we that can worry about that part, and we can worry about making a human connection.
Hey guys, thanks for sticking with us on this episode of the Virtual GM Podcast. We're passionate about sharing our latest strategies and trends to help you make your hotel the best it can be. For more resources and to stay connected with our vibrant community, don't forget to visit us at thevibrantteam.com. Before we continue with the second half of this episode, here's a quick action you can take to transform your property. Book a free consultation with us at www.thevibrantteam.com, and on our homepage, there is a book consult button. Click that, schedule a time to chat with me, and let's learn how we can elevate your hotel together. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions in the second half of our episode.
I love that. And you're so right. It's so important to innovate and to test and to have trial and failure. We had a meeting with Rick from Fuel yesterday, and he showed us the app that they've created for their properties. And Spencer and I walked away from there. We're like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, you know? It was amazing.
And because we're small and nimble, we're able to execute something like that. And we can try it on all of our properties and see if it works. And if Rick's a man of his word, which I believe he is, I think it will work. So, Charmaine, how do you leverage social media to help promote your brand at Hotels As?
Oh, wow. Well, I think our entire hotel is based off of social media. We were actually featured in Forbes, as Spencer and Cody mentioned, and that was a feature because we were seen as one of the 77 hotels around the world to visit, and specifically is because we have 99 points of Instagram on the property. So we created Hotels As, my daughter and I, designed it during COVID. And if you know, during COVID, everyone was on a Zoom, and everyone would talk about your Zoom background, right? And so we made sure we had 3 points of Zoom backgrounds in every single room, which is also a selfie opportunity. And we worked with local, specifically women, women of color, and mother-daughter teams that were artists, and we incorporated their art installations into the property. So that gave us another 50 or so different Instagrammable locations on property. So when you come to Hotel Zazz, that text message that we send you, we always tell you, hey, take a selfie, tag us, follow us, and people do. We get a ton of reviews just by that, and we're able to reshare it on social media platforms. Another thing is that because we were an old 1950s roadside motor lodge that was built for the Route 66 era, we had to make sure we could keep up with these amazing properties and include the AI aspects and components and still remain and maintain the nostalgic key stuff. So it's interesting to hear what Adam's saying that, you know, now as they're thinking about AI and how to integrate it with all their other properties, being 9 months old, we're thinking that too. And it's so nice to know that there's, you know, companies like Lynx that can help us get to that other additional level where, you know, you could attain AI for a younger generation, automating your door keys and being on an app and knowing how to download, or the baby boomer and up Route 66 travelers that want the nostalgic key to actually use that and not have to worry about apps and stuff like that. So social media and AI is the basis of Hotel Zazz.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Tony, question to you. By the way, guys, Tony is a true disruptor. Cody talked about if you build a resort in Zion Wildflower, or excuse me, in the Zion National Park area, they will come. Tony has done such an amazing job at not only a great property and a great location, but making something that is also Instagrammable and just very photogenic. Tony, question to you, what role does technology play in your booking process, and also how does that help your guest?
So as I've been thinking about just kind of this topic in general and our property, we're kind of at odds with each other because this might come as a shock to you guys, but we have no TVs in our rooms. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually great.
I figure if they're going to watch it, they're going to watch it anyway on their little screen, right? But we want them outside. I mentioned before we're a 20-acre parcel. We want people to, you know, they're coming to a bucket list place. And after they get done, you know, we want them to have a nice, comfortable place, but we want them to continue to be outside. We have big grass areas, fire pits, lawn games. It was really fun playing the games last night because it's kind of what goes on at our resort every night. Just people out, you know, playing games, chatting, meeting people from all over the world. And when we made that decision as a brand, our management team was not too keen on it. They were like, what are you doing, you know? But it's actually been one of our, you know, a really positive thing, and I appreciate the, you know, the reaction there from that. But we still do have to have technology integrated because, like Gabe mentioned, we have to meet the guests where they are, and some guests do want that, you know, that aspect of not being on technology, but they still need it, and especially in the booking process. I mean, I'm not saying anything new to anybody in this room by saying that, like, we're an online purchase at the end of the day, right? Gone are the times of stopping in and, you know, coming in and making a decision if you're going to, you know, as you pass by. So we've tried to do a lot of things, obviously, through social media, and then we just went through a completely revamp of our website, even though we're not that old of a property, to bring in things to hopefully, you know, increase bookings, get off of more OTAs and into just direct bookings, which has happened. We're really excited about that. And incorporating, like, you wouldn't necessarily notice it until I told you, but it is pleasing to the guests, and we've done studies on it that there's actually movement is part of our brand, and so there's movement within the website, like things shift, where there's obviously I mentioned before video that we like to utilize, and we've incorporated that into our website. But that's really how we've tried to leverage that and leverage technology to increase our bookings while then hopefully limiting the technology while they're on site.
Tony's humble too. We work with him, and before his website was redone, his OTA booking was right around the 60 to 70% of his booking makeup. And since the new website's live, it's 12% or below. So the change in his online presence and the way that property has leveraged media has really gone a long way. Same thing with your video. Shout out to Sean Cannell, by the way, for helping make that possible. And then we've got time. There's just a few seconds left. So if anyone has a question for the panel, we'd love to open that up to you guys just for that opportunity.
Uh, you know, with AI and the ability to harvest more information, you mentioned about when your guest checks in, saying, hey, we have more towels in your room and that type of thing. How do you balance gathering that kind of information with kind of freaking your guest out that you know too much about them? Where's the line?
Yeah, look, we do that already. We have our team members doing it, collecting preferences, and ultimately the biggest thing that we can do is try to personalize the guest experience and make it so they can relax, whether they're here for vacation, work, or business. We want to take away the stressors of what's needed in the guest room. And so whether we've done it before through human interaction, direct, face-to-face, or we capture that information based on their previous exchanges with this AI text messaging, I think guests ultimately just really appreciate the thoughtfulness of having the proactive approach of greeting that. So we really haven't experienced that or run into that. I think guests more so are just appreciative of the personalization for it.
Okay, well, that takes our time. I know Rich likes to keep it on task and on schedule, and we want to honor that. I want to say thank you to all of our amazing panel guests, Tony, Adam, Gabe, and Charmaine. If you guys like today's conversation, please go like and subscribe our podcast. If you want to be a guest short and quick, we can do it in the hallway. And if you want to be on our full podcast, you can email Spencer at spencer@thevibrantteam.com. Thank you so much, everyone, for your patience and participation.
Thanks, everyone.
Your selfie.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We hope you found today's insights valuable and that they'll help you make a real difference at your property. Remember, it's all about creating memorable guest experiences and running a successful hotel. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Share our podcast with other hotel owners and GMs who could benefit. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Virtual GM Podcast for exclusive content and updates. We appreciate your support, and until next time, keep thriving and stay vibrant.